In 2009, two California prison inmates sued to stop the state prison system from using indefinite solitary confinement as a punishment for prisoners, saying it violated their Eighth Amendment rights against cruel and unusual punishment. Jules Lobel is an attorney with the Center for Constitutional Rights. He says that those inmates' lawsuits led to a class action suit in 2012 to put an end to indefinite solitary confinement in state prisons.
Over 1,000 people were being kept in indeterminate solitary confinement at Pelican Bay State Prison in Northern California. And at the time we brought the case, almost 100 people had been there for over 20 years, and about 500 had been there in solitary confinement for over 10 years.
According to reporting from Mother Jones, a prisoner could be sent to solitary confinement for arbitrary reasons, like gang affiliation. The report said things like a birthday card with Aztec art could be used to determine whether or not someone belonged to a gang. After thousands of prisoners across the state engaged in hunger strikes in 2011 and 2013, the state settled the class action suit in 2015. The following year, the number of prisoners in isolation statewide fell by 65% thanks to the reforms resulting from the inmates' lawsuit. The legal battle did not end there. Lobel says that in 2015 and again in 2017, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, or CDCR, was put under court-ordered monitoring due to serious and systemic due process violations. Center for Constitutional Rights attorneys say that the issues continue in the state's prisons, and that's why the group is continuing to pursue court monitoring. Lobel alleges that the state is engaging in unjust practices to get inmates to admit to violations that would require them to be sent into isolation.
Let's say the state tells a guy that we have an informant who ID'd you in the Simmons lineup. And in fact, it's just not true. The informant didn't ID him in a Simmons lineup, but they tell him that they ID'd him anyway.
According to the Center for Constitutional Rights, Jules Lobel, situations like this are not uncommon. He estimates that nearly 1,500 inmates statewide could be affected by this issue. The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation says it does not comment on ongoing litigation, but in court, the CDCR denied the center's claim, saying it was outside of the scope of the original court case. A federal judge is going to take up the matter in the coming months. For KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.